morning edition of the Evan Bray Show. It's great to have you here. And boy, if you're on the roads in that southeast part of Saskatchewan, drive with care. We are getting a number of texts. I mentioned right off the start of the show, it's kind of the tale of two provinces because there are lots of parts in the province that are getting sunshine this morning. And despite the rain that came overnight, no white stuff on the ground. That said, I got a text from Dexter in Wawota saying roads around Wawota, Kenosi, and Carlisle are absolutely gross. 4, 6. I'm actually seeing some text saying 8 inches of snow on the level ground, wet, slushy on the roads. Biggest frustration, you don't see a lot of snow plows out right now, so people are frustrated about that. A lot of jobs in southeastern Saskatchewan that require you to work rain or shine, and so people are out on the highway this morning. Dexter in Wawota, thank you for that text. So if you've got a bit of an update for us in weather conditions, particularly highway driving in the province, I know we had a picture on the text line earlier from Bigger. So it's, you know, often you see those storms that almost always follow the Yellowhead Highway. Well, Saskatoon and parts along the Yellowhead are unscathed, but Bigger saw some snow. Regina, I know, getting some snow. And like I said, Indian Head over to Kenosi, Wawota, that area, Esterhazy. So please do share your thoughts with us. So what the highways are like this morning, if you got a picture, you can always text that into us as well, 1-877-332-8255. Okay, so we are under a week away. It's Monday of next week that we vote in the federal election. And we have talked about issues from a variety of different angles. And I'm curious to know this morning what your biggest concern is. With under a week left in the election, what is your biggest concern? It could be a variety of things. For me, as I'm thinking about this, I actually had a tough time narrowing it down to one, so I'm going to give you my top three. But I am concerned about affordability. We've talked about affordability a lot on the show. I'm not just talking about the availability and the ability, I should say, to afford day-to-day items. I'm also talking about our debt, our national debt, $1.7 trillion. The 24-25 budget shows that we're going to spend over $54 billion just to service the debt. We're talking $148 million and change every day. Every day. What could we do in 365 communities across Canada if every day the federal government had an extra $148 million to give them? Now, I realize it's not that simple, but it illustrates the point. We are spending a lot of money on debt. And surely we're far enough past the pandemic that we're not just blaming it on the pandemic anymore. So debt affordability would be number one for me in terms of concerns. Safety and security continues to be a theme for me. And I'm not just talking outside of the country. Military and military spending and living up to that 2% GDP military commitment is one of them. But inside the country as well, how many times are we seeing in communities in our province people that are released from prison, whether they're on some sort of conditions or released after serving part of their sentence, only to commit more crimes? That this is a constant ongoing problem. We have seen it in such tragedies as James Smith, Cree Nation, but we've seen it in a variety of other ways as well. Sentencing, dealing with justice, even something like the situation where a young girl was set on fire in a Saskatoon school. There were, from a justice standpoint, opportunities for intervention before that that I believe were overlooked and could have prevented something like that from happening. So safety and security is one that I feel the federal government has a lead role to play on. And finally, I'm really worried about national unity. If you had talked to me 6 months ago about my biggest concerns, national unity would not have been one of them. But I'm worried about it. I'm worried about what might post-election Canada look like, depending on the outcome of the election. I'm worried about this groundswell of people in Saskatchewan, in Alberta, that feel like we would either A, be better off being part of the United States, or B, maybe it's just time to remove ourselves from the rest of Canada. I've said it many times. I'm a proud Canadian. I continue to be a proud Canadian. I don't want to leave Canada, but I want Canada to treat us better. And I want a government that recognizes the importance of Saskatchewan, Saskatchewan people, Saskatchewan resources, and that is reflected federally as well. So those are my concerns. Affordability, which includes the debt, safety and security, and national unity. But I want to know what it is for you. 1-877-332-8255. Give us a call and let us know. Shoot us a text and let us know. I got a text here from Gordon Humboldt that said, as a pensioner, my main concerns for Canada and my very existence, excess taxation at every level. It's killing me. Number two, he puts the erosion of our freedoms, and he uses gun control as an example, control over media outlets with CBC in brackets. And then he says our warped justice system. He goes on to point out convoy leaders get jail time after excessive trial length, while child molesters are back on the street after as little as 2 weeks following arrest. Thanks, Gord. 1-877-332-8255. Chris from Regina with a text that says, you know, your first guest, Diane, relayed perfectly all of my fears for this election. And unfortunately, I see it all coming true. I fear we are in big trouble as a country. 1-877-332-8255. What is your biggest concern? We have under a week left in the election campaign. The trade war issue is quieting down right now, but it has definitely not gone away. A lot of what it looks like going forward hinges on the outcome of the election, which we'll know in under a week. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, Les in Corning. Thanks so much for calling in, Les. First things first, you got a white ground there, Les?
It's pure white, Evan. About 4 inches deep, and we can see about 100 meters, but you can't tell where any of the roads are. Everything's the same color.
Yeah, that's always the challenge on a snowfall like this. Well, I guess the good news is I think the forecast should get this melted in the next couple of days, and the moisture is always welcome, but probably prefer the rain over the snow, Les.
And farmers are loving it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I'm asking the question this morning, your biggest concern, what would it be this morning, Les?
Well, you touched on a lot of topics already, I'll tell you, but... you know, yesterday, Jagmeet Singh said he'll come out and he'll form that coalition government with the Liberals in a heartbeat. Just go after them greedy corporations, don't you know? But, we need a majority conservative government, or the next thing would be the unity of this country is pretty well gone. I think people are pretty well tired of the East deciding what the West is going to do every election. And I think that's just going to be the spark that gets things rolling, Evan. And, well, who's going to walk in with an army and take us over? Because we don't have an army.
1-877, sorry, Les, I thought you were done there. 1-877-332-8255. You know, Les brings up an interesting point. I saw a text yesterday that said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the texter said, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head, the texter said, I actually am hoping if the Liberals are going to win the election that they win a majority government, because I would hate to see another Liberal / NDP agreement. I don't believe that's going to take us in the right direction. I'd scratch those notes down on a piece of paper. I think it was Linda that had texted that in, but to the point that Les made this morning, is that a possibility in our future? Gosh, I'll tell you, a few months ago, no one would have thought or predicted that, but as we sit here this morning, perhaps it is a very distinct possibility. 1-877-332-8255. Your biggest concern, what would it be? Let's go back to the phone lines, and we'll go out to Catepwa Lake. Kathleen, I'm kind of asking everyone this morning, what's it look like in Catepwa? You have snow on the ground?
Oh, yeah. It's ugly white again here. It's so depressing.
I know. Just when you think you're done with it, although, I mean, none of us can be surprised. If you've lived in Saskatchewan any amount of time, you know that it's possible, but it's still a bit of disappointment when you throw the windows open in the morning.
That is true. The lake is just starting to open up, and then it's white again.
Yeah, for sure. I'm asking the question this morning, your biggest concern. We got under a week left in the election. What would it be for you, Kathleen?
My biggest concern is my fellow Canadians. I just do not understand what has happened in this last month. We have spent months and months understanding that this Liberal government is not taking Canada in the direction it needs to be. It's causing divisiveness. It is using silly things like carbon taxes and whatnot that are not doing anything for Canada. And now all of a sudden Trump comes in and the tariffs are threatened. And so many Canadians are willing to throw that by the wayside and say, no, the most important thing is Trump. Is not your day-to-day living and your costs and your kids being able to buy a home and the debt, the increasing interest on the debt, that supersedes Trump. Trump will come and go. Let that craziness go and let's worry about what's best for day-to-day.
Thanks for your passion, Kathleen, and thank you for calling in. Phone lines open, 1-877-332-8255. I know we got a few people lined up on the phone and some great texts coming in. We'll take our first break. The good news is phone lines are open for the full hour, so we'll do this right until 10 o'clock. Oodles of time for you to let me know your biggest concern as we head into this last week of the election campaign. We'll take our break. We'll be right back with more open lines and your thoughts here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Gosh, take care if you're on the roads in parts of Saskatchewan. Now, I got a text from Evan in Anaheim saying, nice day in Anaheim, and a picture out of the grader. So he's on a grid road somewhere, not a speck of white anywhere. And I don't say that to rub it in because, boy, some of these pictures, here's one Sheldon sent me, highway number one near Whitewood. It's bad. Like, you can see where the lanes are, the tires, the grooves that the tires make in the snow, but you can tell it's deep. We definitely need to get highway crews out in parts of this province. A number of people weighing in about some of these terrible driving conditions this morning. So do take care if you're out on the highway in parts where the snow is hitting. Neville in Swift Current, snowing in Swift Current, but it's wet snow, so it's not sticking so far. Dawn in West Central Sask says, Evan, regarding the weather, the crow's wings need to be white three times before spring is here. So what time is this? I hope this is the third, Dawn. Is it the third? Highway 5 from Buchanan to Watson, apparently dry and clear. So, Jason, thank you for that text this morning. Appreciate the text and the pictures. The pictures are great. Obviously, take care if you're actually driving and taking the picture. But nonetheless, we do appreciate you weighing in with that. Okay, so the conversation that we're having on Open Lines this morning is basically about your biggest concern. And it's going exactly the way I expected. People are easily answering this question. Not a problem to tell what your biggest concern is. And the phone lines are open for you, as are the text lines. I want to get to some of your texts in a second, but I'll take Arnold's call. He's been waiting for a second. Good morning, Arnold. Thanks for calling in. Your biggest concern this morning, what would it be?
First of all, thanks so much for taking my call. My biggest concern is our national debt, and there's nobody to blame about that except the Liberals and, of course, the NDP, which has been propping them up for the last little while. This election for us Canadians has nothing to do with President Trump. This is about our country, our government. Everybody better get it straight. We understand now that if the East doesn't care about us here, if we happen to even elect a minority Liberal government, we will know Canada is not going to work for us any longer.
And what are the consequences of that, which is my follow-up worry, Arnold, to what's going to happen?
Yeah, well, who matters what it is? Let's just move forward. It's like having a really bad marriage, a toxic relationship. Like, you just got to bail and get your house in order.
I know. That's part of my worry with this whole thing, for sure, and where this goes. But, you know, Arnold's point, he says he's worried about the national debt. I said that off the start. It's probably one of, I would call it number one on my list. And I saw a texter challenging me saying, Evan, it doesn't help when you're on the air inflating the national national debt numbers? I don't think I am. $1.7 trillion. Tracked, that is where we're at today. $54.1 billion in the 24-25 federal budget to service the debt. And I realize it's not quite as simple as just simply dividing $54.1 billion by 365, but I did it. To illustrate, it works out to about $148 million. Today, you and I working away, go home, have a bite to eat, maybe watch a little hockey on TV. In that day, Canada has spent $148 million servicing the debt. So these are real numbers. These are not made up numbers. But I mean, I think the fact that I'm being accused of exaggerating them speaks to the size of $1.7 trillion, of $54 billion a year in servicing. These are big, big numbers. And I think as much as we talk about affordability, and when we talk about it, we often talk about it in the here and now, right? What's it going to cost us to fill up our car at the pump? What's it going to cost us to go to the grocery store to heat our homes? That's what we think about when we think about affordability. What about our kids? What about our grandkids? This is something that anybody, I don't care your political stripe, you should be concerned about it because it's an issue. Here's a text from Dean, Saskatoon. Along with affordability and being able to keep more of my paycheck, and for some it may be a little thing, but when Trudeau changed the wording to our national anthem, it irritated me to no end. As a third generation military, I was appalled. I would like to see our national anthem change back from "All of us command" to "All thy sons command," as it should be, because it was all the sons that went to war to fight for us. Dean in Saskatoon. Speaking of national anthems, I'm going to squeeze this in. Did you catch the national anthem in the Oilers-Kings game? The harmonicas? Yeah, that's harmonicas you're listening to. The harmonica class from the Korean town senior, I don't know what. Anyway, that was a head scratcher. Hockey game got great in the third period, but alas for Oilers fans, wasn't meant to be. The Kings pull out the win there. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the NHL later in the show, but it is open phone, so whatever you want to chat about, give us a call. Your biggest concern. Under a week left in the election, what is your biggest concern? 1-877-332-8255. Give us a call or shoot us a text and let us know. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Good morning and welcome to Tuesday morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Gosh. I hope your drive is okay this morning. There's so many people, it's predominantly in that southeast part of the province where the snow is hitting hard. But I've got some texts and pictures from different parts of the west side of the province that are getting a bit of snow as well. I know the southwest certainly, well, there's a few different spots in Saskatchewan that need the moisture. So a nice wet snow. Absent of the problems that it causes us on the road, a nice wet snow is not the worst thing in the world. But the fact that it is causing some tough driving conditions, it is my hope that we are seeing sanders and road crews out on the road. I know early this morning when I first started, lots of people reporting, nope, not seeing any of the road crews out. But it's my hope that they will be out there and get those roads cleared as soon as possible. And thanks again to everyone who's texting in and sharing the road conditions. Take care. Check the highway hotline. And hopefully, because don't forget, on the highway hotline, you can track the plows, see where the plows are, and maybe put in a request if you know you need them to move into your neck of the woods. Well, we're talking about biggest concerns. What are the biggest concerns that you have with now under a week left in this election campaign, the advanced voting wrapped up yesterday. And gosh, if that's an indication, I think we're going to have good voter turnout. There were millions of people across Canada that showed up for advanced polls. We saw lineups in much of the province waiting for those doors to open at 9 o'clock through the Easter long weekend, up to and including yesterday morning. Regan in Regina with a text saying, okay, Evan, I want to get my piece in here. What I'm concerned about, actually worried about on the aftermath of this election. Number one, the Liberal Party will be back in power just because people panicked. Number two, that they bring everything they canceled just before the election, i.e. carbon tax, capital gains tax, or replace it with something else. Number three, if they're elected, the aftermath, I have a bad feeling that the truckers' convoy will look like a picnic compared to what we will see happen. There is a lot more people that have had enough and will not be stepped on anymore by the Liberals or Eastern Canada. Alberta will lead this charge. Regan in Regina. This reminds me, a buddy of mine, Brian Crosman, who is down in Estevan. In fact, Brian grew up with me in Belcarce, went to school in Belcarce, but then moved down to Estevan, has basically worked in the oil industry for a number of years. He likes to write the odd editorial column. Sometimes they're on pipelineonline.ca with Brian Zinchuk and crew. He recently wrote a column talking, it says, Team Canada, brackets, has there ever been one? And just a couple of snapshots from what I read, what he wrote on there is, how do we proceed and prevent the collapse of the country? Well, ideally, the rest of Canada would tell the West how wonderful we are and let us develop our natural resources as we see fit. More control over the money generated in the West would also be nice. We could move forward with mega projects, which have been stalled over the course of many decades, repeal C-48, the tanker ban, cut the emissions cap, expand trade outside the USA. Access to the Port of Churchill for oil, potash, and grain is a good start. A super highway should be built to make driving and trucking goods across Canada safe and efficient. The Energy East Corridor makes so much sense, it's insane not to push it through. He goes on to say, ideologies separate us, dreams and anguish bring us together. Canada may be separated by differing ideologies, but the collective anguish, along with doom and gloom scenarios that we currently face, could and should be replaced by the dreams of a fair and balanced nation. I always enjoy Brian's writing, and I appreciate, I saw that article this morning, and I wanted to share it with you. 1-877-332-8255. What would it be? What is your biggest concern? Bonnie in Wadena. Snow in Wadena this morning, Bonnie, or clear sailing?
Clear here, thank goodness.
Clear there. Okay. Well, parts of the province not clear this morning, getting some snow or some moisture, but we do have warm weather on the way, so that'll melt and give the good moisture that the farmers need, that's for sure. What's on your mind this morning? What is your biggest concern with under a week left in the election?
Well, my biggest concern is that we go right back to a Liberal NDP coalition government, and that would just be unbearable. And so I have hope, though, and my hope is because, if you remember back in October, the Liberals said that they, if we had election in October, that we would delay it 1 week because of the Ramadan holiday. Mm-hmm. Well, my hope is because the Liberals have pushed this election into our most holy season now of Easter, time of Christ's resurrection from the dead, and to give us hope and eternal life. And they've made it into a exercise of politics, and therefore I decree today that because of the God factor, we will see a conservative majority government.
Interesting, Bonnie. You know, I was worried ahead of the Easter weekend, thinking that having advanced polling over Easter was going to inhibit voting in a way that people were either going to be away or not able to get there. It didn't appear to have happened that way. I do have a couple of friends that had told me they were away over Easter, so they weren't able to get to the vote, so they're going to have to do it on actual election day. But boy, the number of people that made it out to vote over the Easter weekend. Does it result, though, in a change in government? By the way, I do see a text here, and I wanted to just acknowledge Stan is saying, don't forget, we actually didn't have a true coalition government. That's all the text says. The reality is that's right. What we had was an agreement between the Liberals and the NDP in terms of support on motions that would keep the Liberals in power in exchange for some of the NDP priorities. A true coalition government has actual NDP MPs sitting in cabinet positions, which didn't happen in this case. So it wasn't a true coalition, but for all intents and purposes, there was that agreement there that basically allowed the government to not succumb to a non-confidence vote, for example, in the House. So, Stan, appreciate the text and pointing out the fact that you know, lots of people refer to it as a coalition. I think that's a simple and easy way as opposed to get into the supply and confidence agreement and all the nuances of that. But point well taken. 1-877-332-8255. Biggest concern, says Scott in Silton, is another Liberal government would equal more debt and affordability problems, more crime, more despair on our youth, and a huge rise in Western separatist movement. You actually almost nailed my three, Scott. When I talked about my biggest concerns, I said affordability, which includes the national debt. I'm worried about safety and security, number two, and I'm worried about national unity, number three. Scott, I don't know that we're always aligned on everything, but today we definitely are. 1-877-332-8255. Nobody is concerned with the size of the federal government. This is Mike in Springwater. That's the first thing that needs to be addressed. Then the federal government and its overspending and accountability on where our tax dollars are going and to who. So I know this morning the conservatives they have rolled out their plan, their platform along with costing, and they do plan to dig into the deficit. That's part of it. I just watching some of the banners on TV this morning, looking to reduce the deficit by a certain percentage. But they also are talking about getting rid of some of the consultants and special contracts that are paid through the federal government by the tune of about $10 billion. The federal government has actually grown in the number of employees that they have, which many people, including the conservatives, say, if you've got a larger pool of employees, you should be able to handle the workload without having to hire groups to come in and do it contract work or special consultant work. And so that's part of the platform. They're cutting some of the spending on those platforms and putting the responsibility back on federal government employees. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines open until 10 o'clock. We'll take our last break. Phone lines are open for you. What is your biggest concern with under a week left in this election campaign? We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks for the great conversation this morning. I love it when a conversation takes off like this and we're asking really the question, what is your biggest concern under a week left in the election campaign? The text line has been nonstop. Here's a text, no name attached to it, says, my worry, the myth that the Tories are better money managers. Show me the proof of that, says the texter. Dean from Neilburg, regardless of how the election turns out, Canada still needs to access the USA market. Not only that, but we need to focus on the Canadian economy that has been absolutely weakened by Liberal policies on regulation and environmental concerns. If we were at net zero, there would be no impact on environment. But when considering your vote, make sure you get priority placed on the economy and on trade. There was a text here I wanted to read. It was from a pensioner. Here we go. Dawn in Moose Jaw said, as a senior, I'm grateful for the dental plan that was brought in. This is one thing that the NDP did, and believe me, it's a good thing. As far as the separatists, I hope they realize what they're asking for. No CPP, no OAS to be replaced with what? Our own Saskatchewan plans. Don, thanks for the text this morning. Let's go back to the phone line. Still a couple of people I'm wanting to get to. I'm going to start with Dave in Regina. Dave, thanks for calling in. I'm asking about your biggest concern with about a week left in the election campaign. What would it be for you?
Good morning, Evan. First of all, congratulations on hosting such a good show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening.
You do an excellent job. I listen to you every day.
Good stuff. Well, glad to have you along. What is on your mind in terms of a concern today, Dave?
Well, one of my concerns is, and you know, it's all politics and everything else, and one of my concerns is, and not one of these politicians have brought this issue forward, is the Young Offenders Act. Like, our Young Offenders Act is a complete joke. I mean, come on, at 10 years of age, I mean, you should know the difference between right and wrong. Mm. And I think the parents should be held accountable for the actions of their kids at that age. These young offenders are killing people and getting into trouble and they get slapped on the wrist. I mean, come on, that's when you take somebody's life at 12 or 13 or 15 years of age, you should be held accountable, and their names and their pictures should be all in every paper or broadcasted everywhere they go, because so people can look out for these people.
You know, I was going to say, I think if we're talking justice reform, there's a lot of people that would agree with you. Certainly we're seeing, I think about some of the recent bear spray incidents and crime that's committed, Regina, Saskatoon, just two examples, but youth crime is a problem, Dave. You've got that right.
Yes, it certainly is. And nothing's getting done about it.
Well, we'll add that to the justice reform category. I had the number two on my list was safety and security, and I think about it from a lens and a few different angles. But Dave, I'm happy to dovetail your thought of maybe it's time to take a look at the Youth Criminal Justice Act and make some changes and reforms there as well. 1-877-332-8255. A lot of people are texting in talking about national unity. Gary in Saskatoon says, Evan, you're hoping for national unity? If the Liberals win, you're more likely to see a unicorn. That's what Gary said this morning on the text line. Gosh, there's a lot of texts coming in. It's ironic the way Trump and the United States are treating Canada. It's the same way the federal government and central Canada has treated the West. Under the Trudeau regime, Trudeau and the Liberals has been the most divisive prime minister and government in my lifetime, and I'm in my early 60s. If the Liberals are elected, I'm ready to divide Canada. Stan. 1-877-332-8255. The notion that the federal government doesn't care about the West. Monica in Fauston saying the federal government doesn't care about farmers. Even if the conservatives win, Jugmeet will join the Liberals to stop some good policies that the conservatives want to bring in. Dylan pushing back. I knew I was going to find Dylan's text. So Dylan, I appreciate every day. Dylan, almost without fail in Saskatoon texts in. Dylan pushes back at the conservative narrative. Trump is the promise of what conservatism becomes. These people who think that it's about the money don't understand it's not about the money. It's about the social policies that people are afraid will bleed over the border and take your rights away. Dylan in Saskatoon, 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people on the notion that Trump, although a concern, is not a concern that will be here for a lifetime. It's Trump will come and go. In fact, I've talked about this a couple of times, but I'm looking forward to the conversation I've got coming up just after 10 o'clock. Tony Volk is joining me after 10, and we're going to have a conversation about the work that he has done studying adolescent bullies. It's quite interesting, his take on this. I read a piece that he recently wrote in the Globe and Mail with basically how he advises to deal with bullies in everyday Canadian life and how that can be applied to Donald Trump. The Trump issue is not here for the long haul, but it is an issue that whoever forms government will have to do. So after the election, the new prime minister will then have to figure out a strategy on the best way to work and achieve what both is good for Canada and the United States. Tony Volk, who is my next guest, has some suggestions as to the best way to do it. You might be surprised, maybe flies in the face of some of the strategies we've seen talked about or rolled out over the last little while. How do you deal with a bully? That's the conversation we have when we come back here. Thank you, by the way, everyone that texted in. I'll still try and weave a few of your texts in throughout the show this morning. There's some great thoughts in there on deepest concerns with under a week left in the election campaign. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.